I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Indonesia arrested protesting students on Java. An internet blackout followed, and just like that, an anti-racism protest turned into an independence movement. Troops came in when things got violent and deadly. Now, that was a couple weeks ago, but Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith says the tension in the region remains palpable. While the issues won't be resolved quickly, there is good news.
We don't feel like this is actually going to undermine the ability to make progress in Bible translation in Papua. We think that in parallel to their self-determination about politics and economics and all of these kind of things that are coming to the fore now, that same self-determination is what's driving their desire to have scripture in every one of their minority languages. So it's all part of the same dynamic.
And sometimes turning on the news is discouraging. Chances are stories about hurricanes in the United States, the pending Brexit deal, and international trade wars flash across your screen. But Denise Godwin, president of International Media Ministries, reminds us that regardless of what storm we face, our anchor is Christ.
In times of challenge and storm, we go into a certain mode of preparation and covering our bases. But I look at the contrast of some of the religions of the world where people are seeking certainty or surety through actions, and we have the amazing certainty in Jesus Christ.
International Media Ministries is in the thick of its own production storm. Pray protection for this ministry's work and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Ever wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? Well, this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.